All right, what's really been going on? This is Mega Maker episode 55. Welcome back, Mega Maker fans. It has been a long time. I apologize right off the start for not publishing more often. There's been a lot going on. I've been dealing with some personal issues, and also the business. My business has kind of changed quite a bit. And this seems to have happened every year around June, around halfway through the year. I evaluate my business. I evaluate what I'm doing, and I make some corrections, some course corrections, and this year was no different. Had an opportunity to go to a retreat in Breckenridge, Colorado. It was organized by Sean Blanc and Sean McCabe and James Clear, and there was just a bunch of really incredible people there. And then I had the opportunity to go and meet up with Paul Jarvis and Jared Drysdale. These are two guys that I've been meeting with every single week in a mastermind group for the past 3 or 4 years or something like that. And we finally met in real life in Victoria. Just personally, those experiences meant a lot, getting to hang out with these people and share life and eat meals and just get away from, you know, life at home was really helpful. If, you know, if you're not taking retreats, you need to. If you have no kind of regular retreat schedule or you haven't done one in a long time, whether by yourself or with some close friends, it really is important. It's good for your soul. But it was also helpful for my business, and I was wrestling with a few things that I needed to, just figure out. And so, one of the things I was wrestling with was just so much going on. I had so much going on, so many different projects, as you know. And initially, that was the whole premise of the Mega Maker Show, was I was going to make 100 things in a year. And now, you know, I'm realizing that I need to kind of niche down and focus on a few things, and specifically a few brands. I can't keep creating new brands. And I just launched Tiny Marketing Wins, and that was feeling like its whole brand. And the other thing is I got hit with this, an NBA player named Justin Jackson arrived on the scene and started stealing a lot of my search engine traffic. So now if you search Justin Jackson, I'm no longer the top result. Now this basketball player is, and that's good for him. Way to go, Justin. But it sucks for me because that's the way I was getting a lot of attention and how people would find out about me or how people would find me. And now I kind of need a new brand, basically. I can't rely on my name. And so I was wrestling with all these things, and through talking to people and thinking about it myself, I realized that Mega Maker, this brand I created for this podcast, is my favorite brand. Some people were like, you should stick with Marketing for Developers or Tiny Marketing Wins, and I was like, I think those are good sub brands, but in terms of where I want to hang my hat for years to come, Mega Maker feels like the brand. It encompasses a lot of kind of what I believe. It encompasses a lot of where I want to go. And so I thought, you know, that's what I want to be, the umbrella brand on top of everything I make. And then we're going to focus on a suite of products specifically for software companies, software as a service companies, and digital product companies. And the job to be done that we want to position ourselves around is helping software companies grow. So if you are a founder and you are looking to get more traffic, we want to help you. If you are a founder and you're looking to get better product traction and your product needs some work, we want to help you. If you are a founder and you're looking to get more profitable, we want to help you. So specifically, helping founders level up their software startups is going to be our professional focus going forward. And that means a rejigging of what MegaMaker has been and kind of repositioning it as almost an agency that's offering these products and services. And you'll see that reflected soon at megamaker.co. And I think if there's been a trend here, it's been my initial experiment was, I wonder if I could make my audience everybody. Artists, musicians, software guys, people making apps, software developers, you know, kind of the whole deal. And now I'm realizing that, no, my audience is this specific group of people, founders who are creating online companies, founders who are creating SaaS, founders who have digital products, and helping them to grow their business. Oh, I'm working on a new thing. I should tell you about that. I'm working on a new thing called Mega Profitable. If you go to megamaker.co/profit, you can sign up and get these case studies. And they are unbelievable. I've been interviewing founders like Natalie Nagelli from WildBet.
Difference, I think, when you're like a founder or two people and you're like, I have this idea, right? And you're like, okay, now you're rallied. You exist right now because of this idea. That's your glue. Then you add more people who you've sold on this product idea, right? Because that's what they're there to do. And so like slowly that balloons and it's a product that holds all of it in the center. So if that fails, the thing falls apart. Mm-hmm. But WildBit, because it didn't start with a single product, the glue is WildBit, not any product. And so we needed to build a company that we were really proud of. And the only way I know how to build a company is to make sure that it supports the team, supports the human beings in it, right? Because a business is not real, right? Like we just invented this thing.
Nick DeSabato from Draft, Pippin from Pippin's Plugins, all of these incredible founders who are opening up their books and letting me see their revenues, but also their expenses and their profits. And we're basically reverse engineering how you as a founder can get more profitable, how you can have more cash inside your business. So at the end of the year, there's just like no dollars left in your business account. You're actually making money in your business account. You've got thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in there, getting a good return on your investment. And here's a little clip from the interview I did with Brennan Dunn.
Through my normal funnel, depending on the type of, so I break it down by industry type.
Yeah.
But like developers, let's say, are about $60. So I get a developer entering their email address in this opt-in form. That's $60 time for that person. But that's going to be about $20-something within a month, right? So I can make good decisions on that. That then let me say, well, that's a really high valued audience for me because I do well with them.
Yeah.
So my strategically, let's acquire more of them. So what does that mean? Maybe there's paid ways of doing that, which obviously lower profitability there, but also guest posts, podcasts, and so on.
And here's another little clip from the interview I did with Nick DeSabato.
This is a very good example of this. So I was the like 18 or 19th project ever on Kickstarter.
Oh, wow.
And I would not have found out about Kickstarter. And I still had a full-time job at this point. I wrote a book about interaction design. It sold, I think, 3,800 copies at this point, some crazy high number. It's great.
Wow.
It's been, you know, it got me a keynote slot at South By the year after, and it did really, really well for my career. I would not have published Cadence and Slang if I had not found out about Kickstarter. And I would not have found out about Kickstarter's existence if I hadn't met Charles Adler when he worked for my college radio station in 2003. So if I hadn't gotten into techno in like 1998, I'm so deadly serious about this. The butterfly over there flapped its wings, put me in front of this guy whom I only knew because he also liked techno. And we talked about Detroit techno for 2 years. And then I graduated. I ended up in his address book when he sprayed the announcement, "Hey, I have a new website, Kickstarter.com, to literally everyone on his address book that he has ever encountered. And I'm like, this seems cool. And I have a terrible manuscript together. Let's see what I can do with it.
And you can find both of these interviews on my other podcast, productpeople.tv. So that's where I'm going to be posting the long form interviews. And then if you sign up at megamaker.co/profit, you'll get the written case studies, which has the actual revenue and expense graphs and spreadsheets and all these incredible takeaways. It's awesome. Anyway, that was, wow, that was a big bunch of stuff, right? All at once. I just know that there's people still subscribed. I know there's people still tracking with my journey as a founder. And I wanted to quickly just get on the mic and just go bleh and say, here's what's going on. I was hoping to have this in a more organized fashion. And I've also hired a few people, some contractors. Tim Aton is helping me out. Gary Bacon is helping me out. I just hired a filmmaker called Andre, who's going to be helping me doing some video stuff over at youtube.com/Justin Jackson. So I'm kind of starting to build out this team now that's going to help me, you know, go and help founders grow their business. Pretty exciting, pretty crazy too. And yeah, I hope to be talking more about this and writing more about it. If you have questions, actually, this would be a great time. Just right now on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin, M-I Justin. Just reach out and say, hey, I was listening to the show, and that could be enough. That's good. But if you have questions or comments, ask me right on Twitter, and I'll try to get back to you on those. All right. So that's it for this week. This podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.com. The theme music is striker-metal.com. They're currently on tour, and I think they played in LA last night. They played in Europe. But if you're in the United States, look up Striker. They might be in your hometown. As always, I'm on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, and on YouTube, youtube.com/Justin Jackson. For now, my blog is at justinjackson.ca, but we're going to be moving a lot of that stuff over to megamaker.co, so stay tuned to that space. All right, talk to you later.